Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I am BBD, joined, coming off yet another all-time pregame show performance, Dan Canobio.
You can't keep getting away with this. How? How do I keep doing it? Premonition.
Someone leaked the script?
Someone leaked the script to me. Rob Manfred sent me the script. I'm just happy to see the balls flying out of the park. Four home runs last night. Nice, tidy win. Was tight early. And then the Yankees bats exploded. That's the Yankees, right? Hitting homers.
That's what we do.
Hitting home runs at Yankee Stadium is the Yankees' way of playing baseball. They've hit a lot of home runs over their last three or four games. I was looking for the number. I couldn't find it, but it's a lot. Nice win. Get the first one. Let's go for the sweep. And the big guy's back.
Big guy's back. That's the big one. Do you want to tell the people the rest of the lineup?
Yes. Batting in front of the big guy is Anthony Volpe, playing shortstop. Hitting into bad luck is Aaron Boone. Batting second is Aaron Judge. Batting third at first base, Anthony Rizzo. In the fourth spot, Gleyber Torres over at second base. Batting fifth, your favorite center fielder, Harrison Bader. DHing tonight, Jake Bowers. We got Oswaldo Cabrera playing third again. DJ is out. MEF Trevino behind the dish. And Hicks coming off of his first hit at Yankee Stadium in batting ninth, which is a wild stat. Did you know that stat? You knew that stat.
Which stat?
Dalton Feely, our one of the best researchers in the game and researcher here at John Boy Media, said last night Aaron Hicks
love
is...
Love me some Dalt.
Love Dalton Feely. Last night Aaron Hicks' hit was his first... No, I can't be right. First hit at Yankee Stadium.
Wouldn't put it past it to be...
I think he was 0 for 19 at Yankee Stadium.
Be correct. I'll do some fact-checking.
Should I just DM him? We'll get back to it. Because
it's... I don't doubt I that, think but that's such a crazy stat that I have to look into that.
First hit at Yankee Stadium was last night.
Yeah.
I'm slacking him right now.
I'm looking at game logs. I've taken out assorted by away and home,
It's a stat that's so unbelievable.
Hit of the year, eight of them on the road.
It's a stat that's so unbelievable that we don't even believe it right now after I was told we talked about it at length in the office today. And I still don't believe it. I'm still searching. I'm still DMing. Whatever his name is, Dalton Feely.
Whoa. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's absurdity.
Happy for Hicksie on several levels to get that monkey off his bat back.
Fayo, I am a 5-tool player.
Watch our game tonight. I saw you doing some 5-tool stuff.
Yeah, warehouse game tonight. Hook, line, sinkers, me and Drew Davis taking on Mac Flurry Power, 6 p.m. Eastern over on the Warehouse Games YouTube channel.
Perfect pre-game activity.
Right before the Yankee game, watch the hook, line, sinkers, try to stay alive. Coming off a tough loss to the Forgotten Rotten fellas.
Tough. Tough loss. I'm excited to see if you guys can or can't bounce back. Because I like the McFlurry guys, too.
I love them.
I love everybody.
It's a tournament of lovely people. Someone has to win. Someone has to lose. That's the unfortunate part.
That's the nature of sport.
BB3 way better than Yanks baseball, says Danny.
Lately. Well, maybe we're turning a corner.
Yeah.
The A's are some nice medicine. Can I tell you what I'm watching for tonight?
Yes, please.
I want to watch our young prince, Oswaldo Cabrera.
Hit a homer last night.
Because he's maybe turning a corner. On base, securing multiple bases in each of his last two games.
Do you like him at third?
I'm cool with him at third.
He didn't make the play, but he made a very athletic play last night.
The
jump throw?
The one at Tampa Sunday.
Was that Tampa Sunday?
I liked that.
Dalton, not only is Dalton Feely, he sent me a screenshot. Hicks doubled in his season RBI total when he homered in the seventh inning for the first time since September 23rd, his second extra base hit this year. 0-for-19 Yankee Stadium this season.
Yeah.
Wild. Not getting a hit at home.
Really happy for him. I'm watching for his ball, though. Mm. He does strike out twice yesterday. Before that, he'd struck out one time in his previous, I believe, 11 or 12 games.
Wow.
So his strikeouts on the whole this year have been cut down. Strikes out twice yesterday. Hits a homer. That I will take. So I'm hoping he continues some of the progress we're seeing.
That'd be nice.
And can fully become like part of the goodness on this
team. I like this lineup tonight. I really do. Obviously, with Judge back is huge. That's my what to watch for.
It adds a lot.
It just lengthens it. And
yeah. With DJ out tonight, like, you know, you can imagine what it looks like with him in. We can never get a guy back from injury and use that as like.
It's just never at full
drop
strength
it on
lineup.
The table.
Especially tomorrow is a day game, so someone's sitting tomorrow.
Someone else is going to sit tomorrow. It'll be Higgy instead of Trevi, and it'll be.
But this is a good lineup.
They'll get someone a day off before the Rays and Blue Jays. That was the one question we kind of didn't get to with Booney today, was like, we were ready to be like, all right, what funny business are you going to pull? Get guys extra rest before Tampa and Toronto. Before we could do that, had given us a DJ sitting today, so that kind of counts and whatever.
Yeah, DJ sitting tomorrow day game.
Anticipating a Rizzo sit day, but
good we'll interview see. With Boone. Go check it out.
We all finished that up and we're like favorite ones since like the first one. We liked pretty much all of them, but that one was just like, oh, that felt great.
A lot of funny little games being played.
We've been able to get him a couple times on those.
Are the Yankees playing Thursday? Yes.
Yes.
I'm going on Friday night. Anthony Rizzo Mandalorian bobblehead night.
I like that.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll get that because you got to be like the first 15,000 and that's like
first half.
And it seems to be a hot item. I don't really understand.
Star Wars nights get big.
Yeah. I feel like there will be a big line. Hopefully I get one, but I'll probably be at Billy's instead. Billy's for one.
For one.
We should make a shirt that says that. Billy's for one? Question mark. It never always ends up being like Billy's for 10.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
I know that game.
Yes. What else are we watching for? Judge back. You're looking at Oswaldo to keep it going.
Yeah. I'd like, if it's a third, like truly productive game in a row,
that
is eye opening. That becomes, I know two of them will have been against the A's. But I won't.
Doesn't matter.
I'm totally comfortable seeing him outplay people he's better than.
Do we get to Peraza's on the IL?
Peraza does go on the IL as the corresponding move for Judgy. The Weiss Dog's back. Nick Ramirez goes down after.
Nick Ramirez is on that Scranton shuttle.
Yeah, after he gives a multi-inning effort. So
back to Oswaldo, though. Like, he's got to be thinking in the back of his mind, too. Like, am I going to be sent down when we get more guys back? When Stanton's back? Or
3 weeks, Stanton's back.
He's going to be an odd man out. Like, so him, yeah. Bowers,
if everyone, if Peraza was good to go, there were, until he had back-to-back good games, there were legitimate arguments for keeping Bowers and Calhoun up and send him down for like 3 weeks and just like get right.
Right, and I think the big thing too is going to be, you know, Hicks starting to hit, and obviously we know about his contract, and he ain't going anywhere, I don't think, but that's a whole nother discussion. What else? Oh, Schmidt, Clark Schmidt. Speaking of being called down, or speaking of being demoted, or speaking of being not long for the rotation, you got to figure with Severino, you know, coming back soon. Every Severino update has been positive, outside of some of the the criticisms he has with the team. It seems like unnecessary. He said that sim game, but he should be back in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
So Clark, you got to figure his. He's the odd man out.
There's decision time coming. If you told me we had to pick a guy right now, he would be my favorite to go down.
Clark or Brito? It's clear,
I would keep Brito up, send Clark down if I'm making the choice right now.
Yeah.
Well, Clark, there's like a clear motive and thing to work on down there.
Yeah. Clark had a pretty decent start in his last time out. He pitched 4 1/3, 0 earned runs. Who was against? That was against Cleveland.
Cleveland, the lineup with some impact lefties. So that was a big test for him. I don't believe Oakland's put out their lineup tonight quite yet. So I'm curious to see how many lefties he has to go up against tonight. But it'll be hard to have major takeaways for him to start against the A's, but it'll be nice if he can do well.
A's lineup is not reasons. Out yet.
Not out yet.
So those guys, the Pizarro world, talking A's, Pizarro, Dan, Pizarro, they're waiting just like we are.
They have on their roster resource page 4 guys who are left-handed.
Get them in the lineup.
Ryan Noda, J.J. Bleda, Tony Kemp, who tortures us. And Jace Peterson.
You're all playing tonight, boys.
I would bet on just about all of them
feast getting
in there tonight.
And someone smacking one down the line. So that's what I got to watch for. Judge, Oswaldo for you. Clark Schmidt putting together another good start and winning a series.
I'd love to lock in the series win. I'd love to sweep this team. We don't like to... You know, it's hard to request a sweep. That's a hard thing to do to any team, but
well, you can't sweep unless you don't win game 2.
If there was a team to sweep, just get good juice going, man, this would be a good time for
it. Especially heading into a big series there with the Rays this weekend, and then we got the Jays.
And connected to Clark, who we're watching for, is the pitching path to victory.
Let's path it.
Ron Marinaccio, I have to
believe,
is out of the picture. 30 bullets last night. I would lean that Mike King, they would love to hand it to him after the starter tomorrow if it's a close game.
Who's starting tomorrow?
I believe it'll be Johnny Brito. I can find out for sure so quick. Yes.
It's tough when you have Schmidt and Brito back to back.
They'd like for him to be at least like the 2-winning guy tomorrow, I think.
This is tricky. This is really thinking ahead. Like having Brito, Clark back to back, guys that you really can't depend on to go too many innings with a massive series next. That's going to be, knowing how the Yankees operate, they're thinking about 3-4 games down the line. So obviously King is a 2-winning guy.
Yeah, I think if they keep him in their back pocket till tomorrow, he is fully good to go for between 2 and 3 innings tomorrow, I would imagine, right?
Then you can try to get him back for Friday.
For one of those Rays series. He'll be eligible Friday, depending on what the pitch count's like.
And who brought that up on the air? Was it Nelson or Flaherty, someone, about how Mike King being a 2-inning guy is obviously great for the team, but it's also like, we can't use him.
We're basically never going to be able to do it.
But it's
still so worth it.
It's a fun argument. It's like, would you rather have him for 2 shutdown innings, or would you rather have him for maybe 2 games in a row throwing 1 inning, or 3 out of 4 games throwing 1 inning? What do you guys
think? Comment down below what you would do with Mike King. My instinct, if I may answer the question, I like him as the multi-inning guy. It is a nice luxury to have. And if he's on and your game plan is 2 innings from him, that's one fewer variable you got to do on a per within one game. That's one less switch you got to make.
He's a weapon. I mean, yeah, use him. Use him in that weapon.
Not have it.
Use him as that weapon. That two
inning. And he by himself can be like your bullpen reset. So that's cool.
Mike King should be a starter. Maybe didn't is that how he came?
I would.
I feel like he's excelling.
I think there
now.
Will be an argument for it maybe next year. We'll see what the rotation's looking like. First year back from an injury. I don't really want to entertain it. It was a weird elbow thing. Like,
you need him. The season kind of plummeted when he left his role last year.
I'm sure he would love to start, and I'd be open to it as a for next year. Like over the offseason, I would love for that to be the big debate.
Hamdog threw 13 bullets last night.
Should be around if we need it.
But you got the
I think Clay's in a good spot.
Yeah, Clay will probably come in tonight and close it out. Maybe Peralta in a good spot.
Yeah,
Bray
should be there. Bray should be there.
Pretty open. I mean, last night you only had a.
They only used
43,
two more guys.
Yeah, 43 so. Bullets were used last night out of the bullpen between the Hamdog and Ron.
So ideally, can we even pencil Clark in for five?
I don't know. I mean,
I guess we,
let's take a look.
Let's do it for path to victory purposes. That would leave us with 6, 7, 8, and 9. At least two of those would be. Would be Clay and Wandy.
He's only gone into the fifth.
That leaves you with two more. I think Albert Abreu we see tonight.
Yeah, probably.
And I guess Jimmy Cordero.
Yeah.
Greg Weissert, I guess, depends on the lane. I don't think he's part of a close game plan.
Schmidt has only gone into the fifth inning two times this year, and it's come in his last two starts. I don't know.
Has he completed a fifth inning?
No. 5 2/3 against Toronto, 5 innings against Texas. April 12th, he could have pitched in the fifth. I don't know when he was removed. It just says 4.0. But, yeah, we never, like, path below 5 innings, do we?
Yeah, I feel like for the path, unless it's a guy you, like, know. Doesn't
like an opener or something?
A chance of it, yeah.
It's not the pitching path to whatever or pitching path to let's hope. It's the pitching path to victory. So let's get five from Clark, and let's get Abreu in there, and then let's somehow get the ball to one of our better guys late if a save opportunity presents itself.
I'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some people on Twitter who see Albert Abreu. And are like, why is he in this spot? He's been pretty good, and they're going to try to steal outs with guys against Oakland.
Yes.
They're going to do that.
Yes, we just pretty much explained that pretty thoroughly with the big boys coming up next two big series in a row. Yeah.
I think we're on to the second half of the show.
One quick thing. Does anyone care? Jake Paul's fighting Nate Diaz. Does anyone care about that?
There are two names I know. One really well, one.
I'm watching on another screen, one of my tabs, is there are press conferences today. And I'm just curious, like, where do we stand on that? Because they are two big names. Like, there are some heavy hitters in media at this presser. I'm like, No, they're not baseball names, Luke. I think people care. That's my another force. Nate, obviously. Yeah, I think Nate might smack Jake Paul around.
People very much care about Jake Paul, for sure.
One way or another.
Yes.
Nate Diaz has been around and fought some of the biggest names. Conor McGregor.
He's a big name in the boxing.
Huge.
Huge. Like, I've heard of him before.
Yeah, he's big.
I know him.
Curious.
Merriweather in law. Come on. That brings us to
Homer Draft.
It's the Homer Draft. Dan, all-time performance. Another 2 for 2. I have the first pick today, Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge. You almost have to.
Yeah, there's rules in this world, and one of them is if Aaron Judge is available to you in the Homer draft, you should consider.
Especially on a day two.
Strongly, you should consider taking him.
Especially on a game two. Has Judge ever been available on a game two in a Homer draft in the history of Homer drafts?
When
did you guys do this show in 2017?
When you and Rourke went. But,
really?
You guys saved him for the last day.
Wow, my memory is not good. My big old brain is telling me that Jake Bowers hits a home run tonight.
You're really going to Bowers me, huh?
Bowers. Powers won. Bowers.
Bowers. I like that.
Kenny Bowers.
The man of the hour.
Austin Bowers.
I like that.
That's all I got. Do I pick again? Yes, I do.
You pick again. Unavailable to you are Gleyber Torres, Oswaldo Cabrera, Jake Bowers, and Aaron Judge.
Why did I say Peraza so many times yesterday on the show? I meant Oswaldo Cabrera. I mixed them up sometimes.
Because I got the same first name, basically. Yes. Good. I don't know if it made it into that vlog, but one of the times that Oswaldo got me really good the day he was in the office was we were... they asked him in the gaming room. They were like, oh, what do all the guys call you? Like Ozzy, Oz, yeah, Oz. And again, what do they all call Peraza? Oz.
That's not cool. You got to come up with a better name.
We both shorten our name.
I know Sterling calls him the Wizard of Oz, and I was like, wait, that's Ozzy Smith.
So like that. You have one more pick.
Yeah, I do. Volpe.
I like that a lot. People starting to get a little loud and annoying about Volpe.
Why? Does he's hitting the ball hard. Stop. Who else is batting leadoff in this lineup? Come on. Right? Tonight, if it's not Volpe, who's batting leadoff?
If they moved him down, to be clear, I wouldn't be like against it or whatever. Like sure, pop Bader back up there. He's hot
right
now.
He's hitting the ball hard.
If DJ's in the game, sure, pop DJ up there. I'll never be upset if they decided to hit DJ. Volpe's just like...
And no problems with him.
Not
so
the problem on this team. You look at this team, you can put them into a few groups. It's like the Judge, Rizzo, Gleyber, DJ. Throw Stanton in there. He's hurt right now, whatever. The guys who are like, they are good. Then there's a bunch of guys who I won't go to the trouble of naming by name, but it's the rest of the team, basically.
And he's at the top of that.
And they've been bad. And then he's kind of just in the middle where he's been fine. You take out the first 2 weeks, his first 2 weeks in the big leagues, when the MO on him is a month at a new level.
Yeah.
And that it takes him to turn it around. If anything, he's ahead of schedule. I'm not worried about him at all. They can move him back to the 9-hole tomorrow, and I would support the move. That's totally fine. Get some pressure off him.
Right, you gotta.
But I have no issue with basically anything.
He's batting 143. But that's not a problem. I'm not looking at the batting average. He's hitting the ball hard. He hit one last night to the worst part of Yankee Stadium, which is Death Valley.
Yeah, he gave that one a ride.
He gave that a ride. I mean, he's getting on base. He's playing good defense. Like you said, he is not the problem on the team right now. Far from it. So I'm not worried about Volpe. He hits a homer tonight, and he gets some people, these people you speak of, off his back a little.
And
what's your pick?
And my last pick will be Gleyber Torres. Just given the board here, who's available to me, there's also an element of he's a candidate to have some funny business and get an off day before these other series tomorrow. So Gleyber.
Good pick. I picked him last night.
Picked him yesterday. Scored.
He pulled one too.
I would, yanked it.
He doesn't really do that too often. Neither does DJ. Like we always say,
pulls one in the air,
good chance it's going out.
He turned on it. And I think one of him or Rizzo would be my bet for who they sit tomorrow. Sneaky.
Yeah, I can see DJ playing first tomorrow.
DJ first base day, Gleyber maybe sits.
DH is tomorrow.
They could DH Judge. Maybe they get Bader out of there, but I've already selected him.
Don't worry about that tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Talking Yankees pregame show. Bright
problem. Okay, so then that would mean we can move on to the over-under. And my question for you would be, do you have a guess, a prediction on what the DraftKings line is going to be on?
DraftKings knows what they're doing. Clark gives up runs. Rusinski's making his second start of the season. Last night was 8.5. Probably
last night was 8.
8.5 tonight.
It is 8.5 tonight.
They don't move it too much. They don't really.
There's only a couple real options.
And
the Yankees finally go over.
Well, tonight I'm going over.
So overs are kind of back on the menu for me.
I'm going over.
I think I would also lean over. I think the bats are ready to continue exploding, get fat on some A's pitching. And I'm not asking Clark to go shut. Like, just get through five fairly clean.
Let's see what Clark can do.
Give me a 5-2, Clarky.
Let's see what Clark can do versus a horrible lineup. Let's see if he can cook. That would be nice to see him
shove. I'd love to let Clark cook.
That would be awesome. Like, he goes into the seventh inning tonight. I think that's my premonition.
Whoa.
Can we jump to the promo?
Yeah,
that's my promo.
I'd love to.
Premonition tonight is Clark gives you his first really, really good start of the year. Comes off the mound to a nice ovation. I don't know how many people will be there tonight. Probably over 30,000 because this is New York City.
No Knicks to compete with tonight. That's great.
Why would you bring them up? Tough game. My premonition is that Clark has a very good start. He gets a nice ovation. He pitches into the seventh. He acknowledges the crowd. He's not a big Herman guy that does that.
Yeah.
Points at every single person clapping. Clark just will give you a nice little... That's my promo. Talk myself into that one.
I like that.
Sean Browning says, promo Judge hits two epic blasts. Would not be shocked.
I'd be really happy with that.
That'd be sick. We need that. We need those vibes.
Can I take that? Judge hits two?
Is that the
I
joke?
We're drafting him.
Sean Browning.
I'm a man's widow.
Take him. Take his promo. Take it and run.
I'll take that and offer my own. I think Trevino throws a guy out stealing.
Nice.
He had a nice attempt on a guy. I forget if it was yesterday or the day before his game, but I'd love for him to get some confidence there. He had really made improvements in that part of the game last year, and obviously the rules have shifted to make it more difficult.
I was going
to
say, did you see AAA now has robo umps?
Is it like the challenge system?
I think I didn't click on the link, but we know robo umps are coming. And for a guy like Trevino, who has made a career out of being like an elite framer,
they're gonna have to. That skill is gonna be less valuable.
Elite framer, and if you have a really good arm as a catcher with these new stolen base rules, I mean, you're taking away a lot of what catching is all about.
Yes. So.
That's the sexy stuff about baseball that we talk about here.
I love some baseball.
Catching, framing, and
I
love catching.
Everyone enjoy the game tonight.
Be safe.
Be safe. Congrats, Gary Sanchez. Deal with the Mets.
Gary Sheffield. I was just playing Gary Sheffield in MLB 2005 with. Ooh. I met, hung out at Sheffield in Vegas. Another Force Boxing reference.
Yes.
Sheffield was at the weigh-in for the Tank Ryan fight, and I was in heaven because it was Tank. It was Ryan Garcia, obviously Tank. It was Gary Sheffield. It was David Price. It was Michael Bourne, Curtis Granderson, Edwin Jackson, Players Alliance. Me and Dre from here, John Boy, we're all hanging out with them.
Was it like an official Players Alliance?
They were there.
Thing?
They had they were throwing events in Vegas around the
That's
fight.
Awesome.
Granderson's the nicest guy in the world, but I got Sheffield, and we were talking. About golf. He plays golf with an ex-fighter named Winky Wright. And I said to Sheffield,
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.